Now, what were you going to say?
What's news about that, first of all, and second?
Well, Baylor's kept it pretty clean for the last few years, you know. They haven't been on the police blotter in, a decade.
Yeah.
But, you know, here they are again.
Okay. Wow.
And it's that Gooden, that Dunn fella.
Man.
Yeah, that Dunn may be done, but we'll see.
Baptist not happy about that. Yeah. No. Ken Starr's going, I didn't take this gig to put up with this kind of foolishness.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
All right. That's what happens when you have a coach who's about the age of your players, right?
By the way, I want to warn you right now, right off the bat,
we're
in desperate need of an alternate birthday list today.
Oh, are we?
Oh, man. Yeah, so, you know, look 6 months out and let's go with it or whatever.
Yeah,
we're
right.
Really in desperate need.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
Yeah.
State police decided two southwestern Pennsylvania mamas for allegedly arranging a fight between their daughters.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Is that against the law in Pennsylvania?
There's nothing like teaching them the niceties there.
Yeah.
Crystal Lynn Hall and Audrey Schreckengost have been cited for disorderly conduct. Police said that the fight happened Sunday night at a home where Lynn invited Audrey. Police said that the women wanted their daughters, who are age 11 and 12, to fight.
Well, police, you know.
Yeah. Police said the women began fighting with one another. And it says after several girls began fighting. Did they have like a fight club at their mobile home? Or
well,
something?
No.
Hang on. The first rule about fight club is you don't talk about fight club. So just move on here.
Okay. Well,
I don't know if you go to jail for that, like with dogs, you know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. And chickens.
Did they have betters around the pens?
Was it a cage match or what?
But again, several girls fighting? I'm not exactly sure what. Southwestern Pennsylvania.
Hey, PE ain't the same as it was when you and I were growing up. You know,
I guess that's,
they don't just play bombardment and kickball. You know,
right. And a company in Lithuania is developing an island resort to be run entirely by women of indeterminate hair color.
Sounds like a Hooters theme thing going on.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, they'll never get the front door open.
Yeah. It said Paul.
The company called Oh La La.
Of course it is.
Plans to open the resort, which will offer direct flights to the island. Of course, the airline will be staffed by blondes as well, pilots included. From the time you check in until the time you leave, you'll only see fair-haired females at the front desk, in the restaurant, and cleaning the room.
Well, now that's discrimination.
Well, it is. Yeah. It's profiling, after all.
Yeah, and after all.
Yeah, profiling for all.
It's gonna be a good day.
You want me to do what?
We hadn't heard that commercial in a while.
No, we haven't.
Just in case.
Info.
Masha?
Well, they may be doing the valet parking, which could cause a problem.
Oh, that's
too,
right. So, yeah. Blondster will be busy.
Yeah, we'll stay tuned to find out how that works out.
Yeehaw!
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning. A good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
All right, here you go. It's 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The most famous person on the birthday list that I could find. I got two lists here. You may have a better one.
Right.
But the most famous person is actress Elizabeth Shue. That's it. She's 47 years old today. Now, actress Britt Eklund, who was married to Peter Sellers and dated Rod Stewart, is 68 years old today.
Yeah.
And other than that, the guy that sang for the Commodores, Thomas McClary, is 61. And seriously, that's all the people I've got that I've heard of.
Well, okay.
What else you
got?
Well,
we have some others.
Today?
Yeah.
Like?
Ruben Sierra, the baseball player. He's 45.
See, didn't have him. Okay. He played with the Rangers,
Twice, I think.
Mm-hmm. WNBA star Rebecca Lobo.
Ah, she's been here on several occasions.
Yes, she has. She'd be 37.
Uh-huh.
I think we have had Clive Barker yesterday. They have Clive listed this morning.
Mm-hmm.
However, Jeremy Sisto, who is, I think, on one of the Law and Orders, would be 36.
6 feet under, too, it says here.
Yeah, could well be. Uh-huh. And then from a movie that we have all seen and sometimes quote, a fellow named David Zucker, of the group that is Zucker, Zucker, and Abrams, that brought us Naked Gun and Airplane.
Roger.
Huh?
Request vector. Over.
What?
Flight 209er clear for vector 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor? You ever been in a cockpit before?
Yeah. No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
Uh-huh. You ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you want me to check the weather, Clarence?
No, why don't you take care of it?
You go take it.
Joey, do you ever hang around the gymnasium?
Stop calling me Shirley.
Okay.
Hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
That's right. Yeah.
We need to find everybody's associated with those movies and find out when their birthdays are so we can have an excuse to play that.
Yeah,
you know?
Anytime.
Yeah.
So, happy 82nd and a half birthday then to James Garner.
Today?
Yeah.
Golly, I got some really sucky lists here.
No.
82nd and a half.
And
he's
a half.
Going back
oh,
six
Oh,
months.
And a half. Yeah, oh, okay. Right, I'm sorry.
Going, happy 77 and a half to Wayne Rogers.
Ah, from MASH.
MASH and financial stuff.
Yeah.
Happy 72 and a half to Governor Moonbeam, who may yet be governor again, Jerry Brown. Francis Ford Coppola, 71 and a half. David Frost, 71 and a half. And
so I knew it would get better.
Sure. Tony Dorsett.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tony Dorsett. That's what his mama called him.
That's right. He'd be 56 and a half.
Uh-huh.
And Russell Crowe, who's a chatty, happy fellow.
Yeah. Just a ray of sunshine.
I think so. He's probably, he'd be like 46 and a half. And Tiki Barber, along with his brother, would be 35 and a half.
Yeah,
today.
Tiki's on the one of those morning shows now.
Oh, is he? I don't know.
Like CBS This Morning
I'm
or
busy
ABC.
In the morning, I'm not sure. All right, it's 6:22.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so if the Democrats get back in power in the House of Representatives, what is part of their big agenda to help save America from bankruptcy?
Karl Rove is at it again, and I think we ought to take a new look at him based on the fact that while we were deciding what to do with him, he was out doing more mischief. I think that calls for a reinvestigation of him, which we will be starting immediately after the next 33 days.
Yes, John Conyers, a lame duck session. We'll investigate Karl Rove. Another reason, just added to the list of 1,000 of them, to kick these Democrats out of Congress.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
Okay, let's see. Find a unique gift for Mom. Check. Get a hot stone massage. Check. Taste a delectable delight. Check.
Hey, what are you doing?
Have my fortune told. Check.
Oh, you're checking your to-do list for the Texas Renaissance Festival. Don't forget, find your knight in shining armor. Luckily, mine left his wallet. Let's go.
Every weekend, October 9th through November 28th, log on to TEXRENFEST.com and see what it's all about.
They say cockroaches can survive just about anything. At ABC Home and Commercial Services, we beg to differ. Hi, I'm David Kitchens. When you see roaches in your kitchen, bath, or garage, call us. We'll send a well-trained specialist to your home to eliminate them. Our treatment plans for roaches are simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. So for residential or commercial roach service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Chet Edwards understands what a job means to a family. That's why Chet Edwards won the fight to bring over 200 jobs to A&M in vital research that protects our troops and strengthens our economy. And Chet's worked to build a 21st century industrial park that will create new good-paying jobs for the Brazos Valley and for critical road projects that will ease congestion, keep our kids safe, and put people to work. Bill Flores, he says he would have voted no on the new roads and the A&M jobs. That's the difference. Chet Edwards is working for us and our jobs. He knows what he's fighting for. Chet's roots here run deep. He'll never forget how A&M and Brazos County made such a difference in his life. Paid for by the Texas Democratic Party and authorized by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Hey, good morning. It's 625. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Look for a high temperature today, about 83 or so. We'll be creeping up into the middle 80s before we get done with the weekend. But lows each night will be pretty nice. 48 tonight, and then right around 50 or so as we get on into the weekend. Saturday night, 59 is the low, but that's still way pleasant. Humidity right now, 71%. Winds are calm. We have fair skies, and we have 50 degrees.